This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. I vote, and when my congressperson does something, I kind of want to know. But it can be hard to find out if the media don't cover it. Or it used to be hard to find out. This week, it got a lot easier. A new website called opencongress.org consolidates information about every Congress member and every piece of legislation, along with news and blog coverage of them and metadata about what other visitors to the site are looking at. Open Congress was launched just in time for the upcoming Sunshine Week, an initiative launched by journalists 3 years ago to promote government transparency. One of the groups behind both Sunshine Week and OpenCongress.org is the Sunlight Foundation. Mika Sifri is their technology advisor, and he joins us now. Mika, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
First of all, I simply can't believe that Open Congress is the first opportunity to, you know, have a clearinghouse online for the activities of the Congress and, you know, your own representative. Are you really first?
Well, no. To be fair, Congress has a website called Thomas, where if you are patient and comfortable with a lot of technical lingo, you can find your way to the text of a bill, and you maybe can find your way to the tally of a vote. What Open Congress does is, first of all, make it much easier for you to search for a bill, track a vote, see your entire member's voting record. That's something that's hard to do on Thomas. See what everyone is saying about a piece of legislation, whether it's from news feeds that we bring in from Google or what bloggers are saying. So you can click on bills and you'll see the bills that are most being talked about.
I'm guessing your target is people who care about issues and who do vote, but haven't necessarily been able to dig very deeply into the process of legislation. Is that a fair assumption?
That's definitely a fair assumption. A lot of the work of Congress is hidden in plain view. They put out on paper, in many cases, reports of their campaign financing or of who's sponsoring their trips and so on. But you can't necessarily get to it unless you were willing to make a trip to Washington, D.C. And so the idea of making it easier for people to access this information online and then do things with that. For example, now to be able to get an RSS feed for a bill so that you can see when changes happen to that bill, well, that's a step into the 21st century.
So I click on a little orange button on your site that says feed.
Right. And it would enable you to get automatic updates whenever something new happens. We're hoping that eventually Congress will decide to do these things itself. But in the meantime, it's important to push forward and, you know, hopefully they'll catch up.
Of all of the utilities on the site, what do you think is your killer app, the thing that will be most valuable to people like me?
Well, the thing that I find most interesting is that you can get a glimpse here of which members of Congress are generating heat and discussion in the blogosphere for whatever reason. And I think that that cumulative effect is citizens are now perched over the shoulder, breathing down the necks of members of Congress. Hopefully, they'll be a little more attentive and responsive in return. And the site makes that visible.
Politicians from both parties have long paid lip service to the notion of transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, a lot of the workings of Congress are really shrouded behind the arcana of the way legislation is made, which it's not necessarily a situation that politicians dislike.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Congress people themselves think about this site?
We are in a dialogue with staffers on the Hill in trying to explore all the ways that the House could do a better job of sharing information with the public using new technology. And I think that there's a willingness, there's an awareness. I think the real question is whether members of Congress are prepared to be open with the public about the dirty business, the stuff that they do in terms of meeting with lobbyists, special favors they do for special interests. We are pushing them, for example, to tell us what they do all day. At the end of the day, post your official work calendar online so we can see who you're meeting with. So far, three members of Congress are actually doing this. We've heard from some lobbyists who think this is a great idea because they can see who's lobbying who. And then other lobbyists think this is a terrible idea because they don't want their work to be revealed to the public.
You are involved in this project as technology advisor to the Sunlight Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other internet projects underway to make legislators more accountable to the people they represent?
Oh, there are a lot of exciting things going on now, and the Sunlight Foundation is involved in a number of them. One is called MetaVid, which is really a cutting-edge effort to make it easy not just to take video clips of members of Congress speaking, but then do things with them, blog about them, add comments to them, and so on. And another project is to take the work of the Congressional Research Service. This is called the OpenCRS Project. This is a $100 million a year research agency that does all kinds of fantastic reports for members of Congress. And we, the people, pay for those reports. We might as well also have access to them, too.
Okay, Mika. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mika Sifri is technology advisor to the Sunlight Foundation and co-founder of the Personal Democracy Forum, a group working with new technology and politics.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.